听力课堂，听 class.com。
各位听众，大家好，很高兴又在空中跟大家见面了。现在我们就一块呢，把这套教材翻到第114页。在这一页，我们可以看到，忘了还有卜大哥在旁边没讲话。
Hi everybody, this is Bruce.
好，现在在这一页呢，我们可以看到 lesson 19。那么在这一课第19课，你看这个标题，哎，很有意思。我们现在就请呢，卜大哥把这个标题以及课文的内容我们念一下。
Lesson 19, Blame It on Men. Part 1 Reading. What's the real reason women get fat? It's not chocolate or ice cream. According to a recent report,which was published in London, it's men. A magazine suggested men have a special warning written on their foreheads, I can make you fat. What do you think of that idea? The report claims that when women fall in love, they tend to eat more.When they get married, they cook more. And when they get pregnant, of course, they gain weight. They blame it on men. So, girls, if you want to lose weight, you don't have to go on a diet. Just dump your boyfriends.
That's a very interesting lesson, but I really doubt if, you know, what it says in this lesson is true or not, because, in fact, in my case, my wife still remains very thin, whereas I'm getting fatter and fatter.
So we can blame it on women.
Definitely.
This means you are still in love with your wife.
Uh-huh. You're right. Okay. 所以我说，不晓得是不是真的，是不是是如此，因为至少在我这个 case 里头，那我还是越来越肥，我那一半呢，它仍然保持得非常的瘦，也就是所谓的苗条。我刚才用一个字叫做 thin， 怎么拼的
？T-H-I-N, thin. And another word we can use here is slender, S-L-E-N-D-E-R.S-L-E-N-D-E-R, slender.
Slender 呢是纯粹指的苗条 ,thin 有可能是比苗条还要来的厉害，瘦一点点。所以这是我们在用的时候稍微注意一下。那么在这个标题啊 ,blame it on man, 要把这个事情怪在男人身上。这个 it 是指的文章里面谈的这个事情，也就是 the fact that women are getting fatter and fatter 这个事情。但在用法上 blame 这个就是一个重要的一个动词了。首先它第一种用法它是这样用的， blame somebody for something， 意思就是说 blame 后头加人做受词，那马上就必须要加一个 for， 然后再放事情，也就是说 blame 后头有人做宾语的话， for 后头就必须放事情做这个介词 for 的宾语。现在我们就这样造一个句子。
Mother blamed me for the broken window, but my kid brother did it.
好，妈妈怪我说把这个窗户打破了，可是事实上是小弟这样做的，不是我这样。所以 mother 她这样说了， blamed me 还是怪我，你看 blame 后头用人了， for the broken window， 说因为我打破了这个窗户而怪我， blame somebody for something， but in fact， 但事实上 my kid brother， 我小弟，前面加一个 kid， 在这个地方的 kid 本来是小孩，在这边当形容词用，等于 little。 My little brother did it， 是他打破这个窗户的。请再把这个句子说一下。
Mother blamed me for the broken window, but My kid brother did it.
这是 blame 的第一种用法。它第二种用法是 blame 加事情再加 on 再放人，刚刚好是我们这个标题 blame something on somebody， 将什么罪那么怪罪在某人身上。我们也可以这样造一个句子，那我们看看怎么造。
The farmers blamed their poor crops on the weather.
嗯，不错。这边呢 ，the farmers， 他们这些农夫呢 ，blame their poor crops， 就是将他们的不好的收成 ，crops 是 c r o p 加个 s 的农作物 ，c r o p s， 把他们这个不好的收成。怪在什么上面呢 ？On the weather 是怪在这个天气上面。好，我们再把这个句子说一下。
The farmers blamed their poor crops on the weather.
同样的，我也可以这样说 ：I blamed the mistake on Bruce. 我将这个错误怪在 Bruce 身上，都是这么这样说的。好了，现在我们就一块的，那么我们看这边的 part one reading 的部分。What's the real reason women get fat? 我们先来看文章了。他说女人变胖，真正的理由在哪儿？ What's the real reason? 在这里 reason 后头他省了一个关系副词，在这边也就是省了一个 why。The real reason why women get fat. 记住 reason 后的这个 why 通常呢我们是不需要写出来。比如说我们这样造个句子。I know the reason why Bruce is crying. yeah, 我就知道 Bruce 为什么哭的原因。Why are you crying?
Why am I crying? You didn't pay me yet this month.
这个月我还没有付他薪水。OK, 他这样说 I know the reason why he is crying. 可以写成 I know the reason he is crying. 甚至把 the reason 去掉 I know why he is crying. 这样的用法。好，接着我们来看第二行 It's not chocolate or ice cream. 那么女人呢还变胖倒并不是因为所谓巧克力啦或者是冰淇淋。你看这两个字都是不可数的名词 ,chocolate, 不说 a chocolate, two chocolates。同样的不讲 an ice cream, two ice creams, 除非代表种类各种不同的巧克力各种不同的所谓冰淇淋。这个时候我们才可能用复数，要不然一般是不数的，或者所谓的 a chocolate bar， 那么是巧克力棒，那也就是说条状的，这个时候可以数 bar， two chocolate bars 等等。那么如果用 ice cream 的时候，我们用的什么东西啊
？scoop， s c o o p， s c o o p， one scoop of ice cream。Two scoops of ice cream, please.
嗯，所以通常呢，我们到这个冰淇淋店，那小姐呢，通常都会怎么样问呢？啊，你要几勺冰淇淋呢？怎么说
？How many scoops would you like?
嗯，要几勺？这个 S C O O P 就是用那个挖的冰淇淋那个东西一挖这么一坨，就叫做一勺冰淇淋这样说的。不过这个句子结构 ，It's not chocolate.Or ice cream. 这是怎么来的呢？这个意思就是说呢 it 这边指的是 the real reason is not chocolate or ice cream. 意思就是说呢 it's not chocolate or ice cream that makes women get fat. 意思这样。好，接着往下看。According to a recent report which was published in London,It's men. 他下面讲了，他说啊，根据一个最近的一个报道，什么报道 ？Which was published in London. 这个 which 是关系代词，也可以用 that 来代替，代替前面的 a recent report that was published. 由于这样的关系，甚至我可以把 which was 把它省略掉，而这个句子说的更简单，这样说的。
According to a recent report published in London, it's men.
published, 那么这边呢也就是所谓公布的啊，就用这样的一个字，在伦敦所公布出来的这么一个报道。根据这项报道 it's men, 那是因为男人的关系。
It matter, usually we say like when we are speaking.
但是在正式的用法里头，这个 like 通常只做介系词，当像的时候或者只放名词。He looks, in this case we say Bruce, Bruce looks like a monkey, 他看起来像猴子一样，那 looks like 后头就放名词。但是在口语里头也可以将 like, 那么可以当的连接词呢，我们这样说呢， He looks like,或者是这样讲，It seems like he knows everything. He looks like he already knows the truth. 这样用法都可以的、对不对
Right, spoken English.
不错。但刚才这样讲 Bruce 像猴子不是啊 Bruce 才不像猴子 Bruce 呢现在体重多少公斤这是个
Looks like a pig.
A personal question. 这样的所以我们好朋友才可以这样说的一般不可以这样问体重多少 All right.现在我们就来这样说那么下面这个 dream 有所了解接着往下看 What is happening? 怎么回事啊哎，我们可以看到你看前面他一开头用 You are in a strange city 它是一种写作的手法就让我们觉得好像就在眼前发生的一样、请 Bruce 用英文告诉我们这种写法在小说里头是不是常出现
Oh sure we often use this at the beginning of a fiction story.
Fiction story 就是虚构的故事小说 F-I-C-T-I-O-N F-I-C-T-I-O-N 好接着我们再看下边 This situation often happens to people who travel by car 这种情形常会发生在那些经常坐车旅游的这些人在这里啊 This situation 就是这种情况这是一个主语 Often happens 那么这时呢 happens 是完全不及物动词后头 to people 咱们称为呢介词短语做副词用就是 happens 后头放了 who 引导的这么一个形容词从句修饰前面的 people 在这个句法里头导师要特别记住第一个 situation 情况通常都是要以介词 in 并用 in that situation in a very bad situation 都要用 in 这个用法我们造个例子
in a dangerous situation you should get away
好在危险的情况之下你要想办法赶紧脱身 get away 也就等于呢 run away 脱身的意思再来一遍
in a dangerous situation you should get away
or in a dangerous situation you should first of all remain calm 保持冷静 calm 这个是怎么拼的
C-A-L-M C-A-L-M calm
好接下来我们就要看呢第二段的第二行啊 who travel by car 这是第二个要点凡是乘坐交通工具啊咱们都是用 by 而且后头不要加冠词不要说 by a bus by two cars by bus by train by taxi 那么坐出租汽车我们都可以用 by 不要说 by a taxi那么走路时则是用 on foot,、用 on foot,
对
有人说用 by foot, 这个用法是不对的。
No.、
因为你用 by foot, 那是表示呢把两个腿砍下来然后那个腿就像车子自己会走然后呢屁股坐在腿上那是很可怕的对不对啊所以用 on foot, 我们用先用 on foot, 造个例子告诉我们怎么样使用 on foot。
They reached the top of the mountain,On foot.
他们靠走路爬到这个山顶上，再来一遍。
They reached the top of the mountain on foot.
On foot. 好，如果咱们用 by train, 我们模仿，造个例子。
He arrived in Vienna by train.
好，坐火车抵达维也纳，再来一遍。
He arrived in Vienna By train.
Vienna is a beautiful city.
Yes.
Now, let's spell this word first.
V-I-E-N-N-A. V-I-E-N-N-A.
As I just mentioned, that's a very beautiful city.
Mm.
Why is it so beautiful as a city?
One reason is because...
Okay, I told it.
How do you like this song?
另外 can feel about...
How do you feel about this song?
千万不要说 How do you think of this song? 因为那听起来是你是用什么方法来想这首歌啊？用脑袋想还是用你的手来想？所以这个就不对了。好，接下来咱们来看下面这一段。The report claims that when women fall in love, they tend to eat more. 他说呢，这个报道宣称 claims。宣称什么呢 ?That when women fall in love, 当女人呢这个坠入情网的时候呢她们容易呢吃得很多她们有这种吃猛吃的这种倾向。在这里啊这个 when women fall in love, 这个实在是很棒的一个用法。fall in love, 也就是坠入情网通常往往与介系词 in 并用比如说呢When I fall in love, 哎呀这条歌也、
Of course I know that song.
哇很漂亮的歌。
How do you feel about that song?
Wow, I like it very much.
I like it very much too.、
啊、真的是很棒的一条歌曲。Fall in love 后头加个 with,、啊、I fell in love with my wife about 25 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's all you've been married?
好了 fell in love 这是相当不错但是我也可以这样说 he is in love with Mary 他现在正在跟玛丽恋爱中 fall 是强调恋爱的那个动作、啊、什么时候开始恋爱
刚开始的时候、
嗯、但是 be in love with 是在恋爱中这个用法特别记住好了 they tend to eat moreTend to 就是一个重点，容易有什么倾向。我们用这个词，常常我们中国人在用的时候会用错。举个例子讲吧，他很容易生气，我们就这样说 ，He is easy to get angry， 这是错的，好可怕的一个错误。
嗯、
应该用 tends to 这个用法，怎么说
？He tends to get angry.Easily.
He tends to get angry easily. 他很容易动不动呢就会发脾气。Tend to, 就动不动就会。他容易说谎。He tends to lie. 这个用法等于 he is apt to lie.、Mm. APT. 这都是常用的我不说了。But here, this sentence, they tend to eat more,、mm. reminds me of one、
you?
Situation. Okay, in which people, you know, keep eating things、
oh.
and they cannot help it.、
Oh.
Then in this case, we say that, you know, they get some sort of a disease.
Right.
And that is...、
bulimia or bulimia. I better spell that. That's what the doctor calls it. B-U-L-I-M-I-A. Again, B-U-L-I-M-I-A. Bulimia.Or bulimia. And we should also talk about the other way when people eat too little because they want to look thin.、
Mm-hmm.
We talked about thin at the beginning of the program. But this is too thin, much too thin, and people can die from not eating enough. We say they have anorexia. A-N-O-R-E-X-I-A. Again, A-N-O-R-E-X-I-A, anorexia. These two words are usually used by doctors.
Right. 也就是第一个就是所谓贪食症 bulimia, which is something that I'm suffering from. 我现在正在得这样的一种病。
No.Not yet.
还没有啊，我吃的很多啊，这样的。但另外就是所谓 anorexia， 也就是所谓的厌食症，不吃东西的，这都是专门的术语，这对健康都不好。 好了，接着我们看 ，When they get married, they cook more。女孩子结婚之后，哇，就是不断的呢在弄菜，加猛呢做些吃的东西。And when they get pregnant, of course, they gain weight。同时，当然啦，他们怀孕时呢，哦，他们就也是变胖了。在这里的 pregnant 这个字啊，我们这样说呢 ，she's pregnant。有时候
，There's something on my screen I don't understand。
Display 这个动词固然呢很好用，它的名词也很棒，有个用法在展出中啊，在展出中应该这么讲 ，on display， 用 on display， 我们造个例子。
There are many computers on display at that trade show。
啊，在那个商展中啊，有好多的这些电脑或计算机正在展览展出。再来一遍。
There are many computers on display at that trade show.
Trade 是 T-R-A-D-E, T-R-A-D-E, 再加一个 show, 咱们翻成的商展商品展览。好啦，接下来我们看Just give the computer the name of your hotel. 意思就是说呢，你把您这个饭店的或者是旅馆的名字输入到电脑里头去。那么 ，just give the computer the name of your hotel. 啊，这个也就是等于 just key in the name of your hotel. Key in 就好了 ，K-E-Y 那个字哈。
对。
好，我们就是输入的意思。Just key in the name of your hotel. 不要说 just key in the name of your hotel into the computer. 因为你用 key in 的时候就已经表示呢输入到电脑里头去。好，接着看 ,You'll see it on the map. 你就可以在呢这个地图上面呢看到你的饭店的位置，也就等于 you'll see where your hotel is on the map. You'll find where your hotel is on the map. 这样说。接下来有一个好棒的用法。To top it off, a voice will give you directions while you drive. 那么悠悠甚者，而且，这个 to top it off, 那么是而且，更棒的就是 a voice, 也就是声音，有个声音 will give you directions, 会给你一些方向，一些指示。那什么指示呢？ While you drive, 你开车的时候，我告诉你怎么做，往这儿转，往那儿转。在这里啊，我们看 to top it off, 哎，这个 top 本来是名词。 I saw a building on top of the hill, 山顶上呢，我看了一个建筑物在那边。 on top of,但是这个 top 这个字啊也可以做动词，那么 top it off 就在上面一点，还有一点东西，就是此外的意思，等于 moreover、此外的意思
in addition。
好，我们用 to top it off 造个例子。
We had a great meal. To top it off, the dessert was excellent.
哇，我们这顿饭吃得好棒，而且悠悠甚者，更好的就是怎么呢，这个甜点，哇，真是太棒了。我们再说一遍。
The meal was wonderful. To top it off, the dessert was excellent.
Dessert, 甜点。
D-E-S-S-E-R-T D-E-S-S-E-R-T E-R-T. Be careful, 不是 desert, 是 dessert.
有 desert 是 D-E-S-E-R-T, 那边的什么东西啊，中文怎么讲？
沙漠。
哟 ,desert, 厉害 ,OK。好了，在这里啊，我们就要说的 ,a voice will give you directions while you drive. Directions, 那么它这边有两个意思。第一个代表指示啊，那么就是告诉你要怎么做，另外是代表方向。
Right.
就是左边右边等等，他会告诉你。好了，接着我们再看最后一句。With a car like this, What else would you expect? 有了这样的车子，你还想要求什么东西？实在是太棒了。也就等于 with a car like this, you should be satisfied. 你应该满足了。现在我们赶紧把这篇文章再念一遍。
Lesson 17, A Computer Car, Part 1 Reading. You are in a strange city. It's late at night and you're tired, but you can't find your hotel. You sigh a deep sigh. It seems like you are dreaming a terrible dream. What is happening? This situation often happens to people who travel by car.But it may become a thing of the past. New auto computers are being designed to tell you how to reach your destination. A small screen in your car displays a map of the city and shows you where you are. Just give the computer the name of your hotel. You'll see it on the map. To top it off, a voice will give you directions while you drive.With a car like this, what else would you expect?
现在就请大家翻到第111页，咱们来看第四部分 ,substitution, 替换练习。
Number one, you sigh a deep sigh. Jane lives a happy life. The old man smiled a sad smile.
那么这三个句子里头告诉我们，第一个用 sigh a deep sigh， 用同系受词，也就是同系的宾语 sigh a deep sigh， 那么叹了一口气。同样的 lives a 什么样的 life， 过什么样的生活，这个 lives a happy life， lives 也可以用 leads LEAD 加个 s， leads a happy life。 另外呢 smile a sad smile，做了一个悲伤的微笑，你看都是同系的这样的动词以及跟宾语这样的使用。好，接着我们看第二。
You'll see it on the map. To top it off, a voice will give you directions. On Chinese New Year, we get a bonus. To top it off, we get 10 days off. Mike won the race. To top it off,He broke the world record.
所以这边也告诉我们 to top it off, 这个呢就是通常指的好的方面的这种事情，就等于呢 moreover, 或者 what's more, what's better, what's far better, 更好的就是 what's far better, 后头加个逗号。所以因此第一个句子咱们用 what's far better, 我们一样的再套进去念一下。
You'll see it on the map. What's far better, a voice will give you directions.
当电脑的声音是这样给你的，你注意前面要左转右转这样子。好，我们的讲解就到这儿结束，谢谢诸位的收听，我们下次再会。
Bye everybody, see you next time.